I think in Singapore, people are so far removed from crafts that they don't even think that artisans exist. I guess the image of an artisan conjures up something like elderly people working in a dimly lit, shabby environment. People don't associate artisans to like two young graduates like myself and Diana. I would say about half the visitors that come to our workshop, they're very surprised to find that 100% of the work is done on-premise.
I think in Singapore, to the best of my knowledge, there are no other necktie makers.
We make ties that are supple and lively, and for us very important is that it's comfortable to wear, especially in a hot and humid climate like Singapore. A tie like this, although it looks reasonably well, it's made from exactly the same fabric, it's going to have little sharp edges here at the side, so it doesn't drape as naturally as something that's been cut on the bias. It's absolutely fluid.
That eventually results in a 3D plump finish that feels very tactile when you touch it.
I would say we are obsessive about things that we do, and we try and do it like over and over and over and over until we get it to the point like, oh yes, that's it. We don't call ourselves artisans officially. I think it's a title that somebody bestows upon you. We are just regular craftspeople doing things to the best of our ability. The whole beginnings of our business was that I wanted pocket squares for myself. As a university student, I had better taste than I had money. So I asked Diana, who's always been interested in crafts, if she could make me a pocket square from some of the vintage fabrics that we bought from Japan. We don't have any formal training or experience when it comes to sewing. I'm fully trained by Diana. We re-engineered the process of making neckties by taking apart some old ones. And over the course of a year, we finally figured it out.
When we started the business in 2011, Singapore was still kind of known as a sartorial wasteland to many menswear aficionados. We wanted to flip the entire notion that Singaporeans can actually put out something good in terms of menswear.
This is a four-fold tie. If you count the folds, that's one, two, three, and four. Usually for four-fold ties, there is a little bit of a wool interlining that's halfway through the tie. It gives it a little bit more bounce and adds a little bit of a wrinkle resistance to the tie. So this is a unlined six-fold tie. So there is no lining whatsoever in the tie, and the entire width of the tie comes from the fabric being folded over itself six times. A tie like this is extremely beautiful symmetrically, and it's also what we call as a pure expression of cloth. So the front is about 2 inches too long, and the back is about an inch too long. So if we make this tie 3 inches shorter for you, it will be just about perfect. A good tie is not only made well, but also fits the client right. In terms of proportions, if he has a very big face, you don't want to give him a very small knot that makes his head look even bigger. Once they find out that a tie can be customized to their height, to their torso size, we can change the knot size to suit their needs. Usually the client becomes almost a client for life.
Venda has a very thoughtful process in the whole creation of the tie. It doesn't just stop at the buying, it also continues on where you use it and you appreciate it more.
So luxury really is a matter of time. That's one thing that we try and give to every single client. Every tie is made with individual attention to care, whether in terms of cutting or sewing or inspection, quality control. That truly is what makes a luxury product.
We source our fabrics from the best weavers in the world.
Probably up to 60-70% of fabrics that we get are exclusive for us. That's a result of the close relationship that we have direct with the mills that supply us, whether they are in Como, Italy, or Sudbury, Suffolk, England, or the mills in Kyoto.
When we started the business, we were not even taking a day off. And after a couple of months, we decided to take one day off and we realized how important that was for our mental health. We like what we do. We're happy with the work-life balance that we have.
We are basically very simple folk. We have very simple pleasures in life.
In terms of dreams, I think our craft by its nature is not highly scalable. We like to retain full control of what we do. We prefer to grow organically as we have done in the past and just reach more people globally that we have not been able to. That would already make us happy.